Charlie Chaplin called him the greatest comedian alive. Mexican actor Mario Moreno, or Cantinflas as he was known, starred in scores of films from the 1930s up until the 1980s. In the U.S., he's best known as the ingenious valet Passepartout in Around the World in 80 Days. His performance in the 1956 film earned him a Golden Globe. Throughout Latin America, Cantinflas is a beloved icon. A new film about him opens in U.S. theaters this weekend and will soon premiere in Mexico. From Mexico City, NPR's Jasmine Garst reports on the comic's legacy.
There's a verb in Spanish, cantinflear. It means to talk in so many circles and puns, everyone ends up completely confused. The word comes from Cantinflas, the character created by Mario Moreno. He was a scrappy, mouthy, working-class hero with a mustache-like quotation marks around his mouth. He always saved the day and he always got the girl. But the last Cantinflas movie came out more than 30 years ago. Just how popular is Cantinflas today here in his native Mexico? I went for a walk through the streets of the capital to find out. I asked a garbage man. He liked it when Cantinflas played a street sweeper. The fruit stand guy liked when he played a shoe shine guy. And I asked a taxi driver, who says everything he did was just so funny. In the new movie, Cantinflas is played by Spanish actor Oscar Jaenada. In this scene, Cantinflas runs into an old buddy. The dialogue is filled with slang and double entendres. Afterwards, the actor's perplexed Russian wife asks him, "Was that Spanish you were speaking?" To which he responds,
"Puro Mexicano."
Pure Mexican.
Mexican's humor is some of the most complex, wonderful intellectual humor, I would argue, in the world.
Gustavo Arellano writes a column for the OC Weekly in Southern California. It's called Ask a Mexican. So I asked him, what makes Cantinflas so funny?
When Americans think of Mexican humor, they just think of the big over-the-top pratfalls. But Mexican humor is far more complex than that. I would argue far more interesting in wordplay than American humor ever has even tried to. And Cantinflas and all his puns and double entendres was the grand exemplar of that.
But will today's audiences still find him funny? Pantillion Film, the brainchild of Lionsgate and Televisa, is banking on it. They've been courting the booming Latino market in the U.S. The film is mostly in Spanish, except for the scenes that take place in Hollywood, where Michael Imperioli, of Sopranos fame, plays Mike Todd, the American producer who fights to bring Cantinflas to the U.S. The film's producers are betting not only that audiences will still find Cantinflas funny, but that his political satire will resonate today as well.
Palabra por palabra es totalmente transcribible ahora.
Lead actor Oscar Jaenada says, word for word, everything Cantinflas says in his films about politics rings true today in Latin America. Early on in the biopic, there's this scene.
Voz del pueblo es la voz de Dios. Y entonces, todos votan al que elijo yo.
A young, very poor Cantinflas goes to a fancy theater house and watches a satire about political corruption. In the audience, a bloated politician laughs raucously. You see, a friend leans over and tells Cantinflas, in real life, they never admit their wrongs. But when they see them played out on the stage, they laugh. Cantinflas took that advice and ran with it. Here's a bit from a classic 1952 Cantinflas movie, If I Were the Deputy.
Pues ándese con cuidado. No vaya...
Cantinflas is a barber giving a haircut to a crooked government official who's threatening him. Cantinflas starts lecturing the official about democracy. It's Cantinflas 101, going around in confusing, pun-filled circles. But the joke is on the politician.
¿Usted sabe lo que es democracia?
You know what democracy is? Cantinflas asks.
No, pues no sé.
No, the corrupt politician responds. Do you? Well, I don't know, sir, but I can imagine. This is what made Cantinflas so beloved. Professor Juan Gabriel Moreno teaches theater at the Autonomous National University of Mexico.
No, hay que ver, no,
He says Cantinflas' revenge against the rich and the authorities is the revenge of Mexico itself. He says you have to understand what was happening in Latin America at the time. So much of the continent was under abusive oligarchic dictatorships. Cantinflas was just another guy trying to survive. And when he bamboozled a cop or a politician, he was just doing what an entire people fantasized about doing, talking back. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Mexico City.